In the name of God, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Please be seated. Well, we're well into the season of Advent, and we today did some Advent lessons and carols as we await the coming of Christ, the coming of the birth, the incarnation, the birth of Christ. During Advent, we wait. And we wait with hopeful expectation. We get prepared. We get prepared for that hope of the loving, saving act that God did by becoming incarnate, by becoming fully present in Jesus. Fully God, fully human. God, one of us, Emmanuel. O come, Emmanuel. The divine became human, or the divine didn't become human. The divine existed in the person of Jesus Christ, who's fully human, fully divine, which we will celebrate in Christmas as we prepare and get ready for what God has done for us through Jesus. God being present, being fully present in Jesus, God not far away, God not up an old man, but God as being with us, fully human, fully divine in Jesus Christ, in the birth of the Christ child. That's God acting in a radical new way into the world. It's God being one of us, God with us, God who is love and who allows us to love. And God loves us so much that he became one of us through Jesus Christ. Now, I know you've heard that a lot. And in my prayers, I was thinking about that. And I was thinking, you know, do I really feel or know how much I am loved by God through Jesus Christ? How much I am loved? I know I'm not worthy. And lots of times when you don't feel worthy, or you feel ashamed, or you know, or you just don't want to believe it. You don't want to believe you could be loved that much. And I was really in touch with that going, you know, I've been living my life not really believing, not really feeling, not really understanding, not paying attention to how much God loves me, how much God cares for me. And even though I am not worthy, I am loved. But since I know I'm not worthy, sometimes I say, there's no way nobody could love me that much. You know, it's like at a kid, sometimes you deserve to be put in time out, or in my day, you deserve to get a little whipping. And maybe so. But you think about it. I am loved through God's grace. Not deserved. And can I feel that? Can I say, wow. You know, God does love me that much. God became human, not became human. God existed in the human of Jesus Christ. Loved us so much, and he died on the cross and he rose. That allows us to know we are invited to participate with that, to share in God's humanity and God's divinity, that God became one of us. We are invited to know that God does love us that much. And regardless of whether we feel worthy or not, God's grace is there. Now think about the implications. We are loved that much. We get in touch with being loved that much, being upheld by God and saying, wow, I really am loved that much, which I very rarely have let myself feel. Now when I feel loved, when I know I am loved, I am cared for by God, by Jesus Christ, when I truly deep down know that, when I am out of myself and deal one-on-one, fully present with you and see the love of God and know that God loves you that much, just think how much better I'm going to treat you and you're going to treat me and we're going to treat each other and grow in God's Spirit. It changes everything. Just from switching the switch on that perspective of how much we are loved. And that shows us as we prepare this Advent for the coming of Christ, as we prepare for God doing the miraculous, for God becoming fully present in the human Jesus Christ, one of us, and who invites us and shows us the way to know that we are Christ's beloved and we're always in his loving arms. Amen.